Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Simon Johnson, a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, says world economic growth is likely to be no more than 0.9% next year. That would be a sharp markdown from the 2.2% growth the IMF forecast last month. Even that figure had been revised downward by 1% from July. The slowing global economy is prompting the International Monetary Fund to produce yet another forecast, which should be ready by late January. Financial markets were unsettled Monday amid uncertainty about U.S. government assistance to the domestic auto industry. Mark Zandi, with the research firm MoodysEconomy.com, says that while the Bush administration has indicated a short-term bailout is forthcoming, the details are unknown. Zandi says even if $14 billion were provided to Detroit automakers, the long-term viability of the U.S. industry is not assured.
We're going to need more money next year to even execute on those plans. But it's going to be tough to execute. They've got a lot of different stakeholders with lots of different interests. And so I think it's even odds that they make it through and get the restructuring done.
Zandi says it would be disastrous if one of the big three car companies, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, were to go bankrupt in today's economy. He says that would trigger the loss of 2.5 million jobs. Since the U.S. recession began 1 year ago, the economy has lost 2.7 million jobs. America's unemployment rate now stands at 6.7%. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.